see what happens. Okay, I think we're on there. Yes. Let me just get this. 1 second. Okay, so tonight, folks, we're with Jackson Harden, all the way from somewhere a long way away. I read Utah, but now you're in somewhere else. Curtis Shuey thing, okay. So, Jackson, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're up to, what sort of music you're doing. I've listened to a couple of tracks earlier. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so as I said earlier, I've looked at your Spotify stuff, and you seem to have a good amount of traction there. Streams, one track in particular is a lot of streams. So I suppose what people want to understand is how have you got to that point? Have you promoted yourself? Have you used a promoter? Have you paid somebody? Have you got a manager? How have you got to that point? And what's your sort of strategy once you release a track? What's your strategy then to get people to hear it? It's really difficult, yeah. And I think, I was talking to a guy, which will be part of this whole stream thing, a couple of days ago. He runs a sort of small music management company. I think one of the things to try and remember is not to dismiss anything. I mean, we're doing this thing tonight, it came about through a Threads post and all that sort of stuff. And, you never quite know who's going to pick up on something, who's going to watch it and listen to it. So I think one of the things that I've learned is not to dismiss any opportunity, because some people can't really be bothered to get in to do this, and sit there for 10 minutes with the camera. They don't even want to do that, which I think, well, if you're trying to promote yourself, surely you want to have any avenue possible. But so the stuff, I'll listen to your track and we'll play a little bit in a second. And it said, kind of almost country folk, I think. That's what it said to me. It's produced well. It's done well. Do you do that yourself or is it? Yeah. But it's not overproduced, if you see what I mean. It's not what I would call overproduced. It's a little bit possibly off my normal radar of the type of music that comes my way for blogs or for, any sort of review or anything like that. But it's definitely got an appeal, I can see and hear it. So I'm just going to play a little bit of Strangers, which was the track you mentioned. And like I say, I'm not sure if you'll hear it, but let me play a little bit. Okay. Okay, so the first thing I noticed with that for me is that that's in either a weird tuning or something like drop C or something of that ilk. You've got the low string tuned down to C. Oh, I've tried it. I listened to the track and then I tried it and I thought, man, this is going to be difficult. Is this actually what he's doing? What made you try that, or did you just want to get that low note in there? Sure. And I see, I watched a video once, one guy, he's got about, I don't know, a lot of guitars and they're all tuned to a different tuning. And he's got a sticker on the headstock, so he knows where he picks it up and he knows what it is. But oh man, it's a lot of tunings. But so are you gigging? You said you might be, sometimes you have a bit of a band going on, or are you out there doing stuff solo, just you and the acoustic guitar? How's it working for you at the moment? And is it? No. Do you record all the parts yourself though for your own songs, even though you use a band to play live? Use them. And is it full time for you, music? Have you done much collaboration stuff at all? You into that? Yeah, I mean it can work quite well, if you've got an artist that's already got a little bit of traction, or you've both got traction, and you come together and do something as a guest sort of contributor or something like that, you can suddenly find it just things can blow up a little bit off. I've seen that happen once or twice. And there's lots of people I think out there into that sort of thing, but it's just trying to find them, and often sometimes when you think you can work with someone, but then when they start putting stuff on your song, I think pretty quickly, you think, do you know what? No, this is not going to work. You find out pretty quick. But so where are you going next? Now you've got a few tracks out. You're obviously getting a little bit of attention on the playlists and whatnot. What's your next move? Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, look, I mean, I shall put you on my, for what it's worth, I'll put you on my blog, my website blog, and a couple of playlists I've got for that sort of style of stuff that you're doing. So I'll drop that track on there as well. And I don't, they don't, I don't think there's not a million streams going anywhere, but you know, I work on the basis that the more shelves you're on, the more chances are someone's going to pick you off that shelf, that sort of thing. But that's how it works. So, been really cool talking. Like I said, these are primarily fairly short things. If you get something out and you're interested and you want to talk about it again, let me know and we can do something on that. And this will be a little while before this all goes out now, because I've got to get three or four, five people all together. But appreciate you taking the time out to hook up anyway. Okay, perfect. Good luck with your next venture, and keep us posted on what you're up to. No worries. Take care. Cheers, buddy. Bye bye. Bye bye.